Time flies when you're having fun, or when you're doing something that you love, or when you're trying to avoid doing something that you don't love. At least if you're like me and you have ADHD. Those of us with ADHD often struggle with time and schedules and planning and structure. And if you are a mom with ADHD trying to build a successful business, you are going to need to create some sort of structure around your time and create a better awareness around what you need to be doing and when you need to be doing it. But alas, us ADHDers have a real love-hate relationship with structure. I mean, it's just so boring, right? And yet, as I just said and have experienced myself, if you don't create some sort of structure around your day, it is nearly impossible to balance building your business and mom life. That's why on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur, we are going to explore my current but ever-evolving process to keep track of everything I need to do for my business and my family. But first, if you happen to be new here, I'm Christy Lingo, the ADHD Mompreneur. I created my mom-centered executive function coaching program specifically for ADHD mom business owners who are looking to build a successful business while juggling all that comes along with raising a family. I've been practicing juggling business and home life since 2009 when I started my first business. And I am also diagnosed with ADHD, so I know firsthand about all the struggles that come along with entrepreneurship and being a mom. In fact, that is exactly why I created the programs that I did. It was the program that I was looking for. Someone to help me figure out what I needed to be working on and then follow up with me to make sure that I was working on it. Because I am forgetful. And I get distracted by shiny objects. To learn more about how my coaching programs could help you, visit theadhdmompreneur.com. So let's talk a little bit about weekly and daily planning. And let me start by saying that as with many things that I demonstrate here on these episodes, this is my best version of my planning process. Does that mean it's always the way that it goes? No. In fact, I would say that I'm probably maybe 65 to 75% of this process right now. There's times when life comes up, or there's times when my ADHD brain tells me, you don't need to worry about that right now. Just wanted to be super transparent that this is not something that I am currently doing 100% of the time, but I'm working towards it. And one more thing before we dive into my personal process is that I think that there is an important distinction to make between your schedule and your weekly plan. I like to think of my schedule as where I need to be and my plan as what I'd like to do. To that end, I have trained my brain to put any and all appointments and events into my schedule, which I use Google Calendar, immediately upon learning about them, if I can. I say trained because this took me quite a while to actually follow through and do. I would even venture to say that I wasn't even using a calendar at all, really, until I started my first business. Until then, I was just sort of a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants and hope I don't miss anything type. But getting into the habit of putting appointments or events onto my calendar is not planning in and of itself. It's a part of my planning process. My schedule creates a better awareness around what I've committed myself to so that then I can plan for the things that I would like to do during the week. And speaking of my plan, let's run through my current planning process. And I say current because as with so many ADHD coping strategies, it's an ever-evolving process that changes based on the season that I'm in my business, in my family life, or with both. And with that said, the first step in my planning process is to gather everything I need in order to plan. I gather what I need before I start. That way I don't run the risk of getting distracted if I need to get up and get something, because that's a real possibility. I like to have my Google Calendar open on my computer or my phone nearby so I can easily access it. I like to print out the printables that I use both for the week and for day-by-day planning. And I like to keep my to-do list nearby. Now, I'm not going to dive too much into how I manage my to-do list today, but if that is something that you would like to talk about on a future episode, drop me a comment below or leave me a voicemail message at the link in the show description. So once I've gathered everything that I need, I like to review my schedule of appointments or events in my Google Calendar. This shows me when I'll be meeting with clients, any other work commitments that I have, and anything that I have scheduled for my family during the week. Then I create a very brief overview of what each day during the week will look like using a weekly planning printable that I created. Now, I get that this might feel like an extra unnecessary step, especially since our ADHD brains are always looking for the quickest means to an end. But I actually find that seeing my entire week laid out day by day, line by line, helps me create a better awareness around what I'll be doing for the week, as well as help prevent me from overcommitting on days that I already have a lot to do. I can see which columns are full and which columns have a little bit more space and know that those are the days that I should plan to work on any of the things from my to-do list or schedule any new appointments or events that pop up. I also like to see the full week in advance because there have been too many occasions where I was planning day by day and I get to the end of the day and my brain is tired and my executive function is drained and I'm like, I'll just do this tomorrow. And then tomorrow I would be booked from end to end and not have the time or space available to finish that thing I was working on. And again, this is not a super detailed plan. This is a generalized overview of what I would like to be doing each day. There's often times when I don't even assign times to the columns. I'm just gathering a list of what is happening that day. This whole process of looking at my week takes me about 5 to 10 minutes, and I typically do it on either a Sunday night or on Monday morning first thing. And finally, I use that weekly plan that I created to do a more detailed day-by-day plan. I don't know about you, but when it comes to a detailed schedule, I do much better if I plan day by day as opposed to sitting down on Sunday and trying to figure out what I want to do at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. By taking time to fill out my planning sheet daily, I create a constant reminder of what I was working on the previous day, what I am committed to for that day, and what I would like to be working on. I created this daily planning worksheet so I can keep track of my commitments, my to-dos, and some of my personal habits that I struggle with, like eating regularly or taking my medications and supplements. Transferring the data that I put on my weekly planning sheet to the daily planning sheet and then figuring out the rest of my day usually takes me about 5 to 10 minutes first thing in the morning. But let me tell you how impactful those 5 to 10 minutes can be on helping you to know what you are doing that day, when you're going to be doing it, and when you have time to work on other things. And there you have it, a brief overview of what I do in order to create a plan for my week and my day. Not too scary or structured, right? I like to think of it as a loose structure or a framework that I can use to create an awareness around where I need to be, what I need to be doing, and when I have time to do the things that I would like to be doing as a busy mom and entrepreneur. I'd love to hear about your planning process, or if you have questions about creating a planning process of your own. Drop me a comment below or leave a voicemail message at the link in the show description. And if you haven't yet, be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes, like next week, where I will be talking about ADHD analysis paralysis. Why is it that it's so hard for us to make decisions sometimes? Until then, keep making your ADHD journey part of your success story. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,